Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Every Sunday here in the Divine Liturgy, after we recite the Nicene Creed together, proclaiming the statement of the Christian faith in unison, the priest turns towards the people and he says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you." And all the people respond, "And with your spirit." And the reason why we hear this said in the Divine Liturgy is because that's the way St. Paul begins and ends all of his 13 epistles, the letters that he wrote to the earliest Christians living in the first century. Most specifically, in his second letter to the church in Corinth, he ends the letter with this exact same language: "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with each of you." And then in the epistle to the Ephesians, St. Paul makes it painfully clear what our Christian calling must be when he says that as Christians, as followers of Christ, we must become imitators of God. That's our goal. That's our calling as Christians. And so the church reminds us of this calling each and every week, immediately after we proclaim the Christian faith together in the Nicene Creed. We hear the priest say those exact same words of St. Paul. But we're also told in Scripture, in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament, that as human beings, we are called to be servants of the Most High God. Servants. The prophet Samuel, who lived about 1,100 years before Christ, and whose memory we happen to celebrate today, August 20th, and whose image is right above me here in the dome. Samuel, holding a scroll that says, "Turn towards God with all of your heart and worship Him." Because Samuel's message as the last judge and as one of the prophets was to remind those people who were struggling to stay faithful to God's commandments that they are to fear God, or to show reverence, or to show respect, or to obey God, and that they should serve Him in truth, with their whole heart, because they know the things that God has done for them. And then in the book of Acts, St. Paul and his disciples are recognized and they're called out by a woman who was demon-possessed, calling them servants of the Most High God. Because even the demons recognize the grace of God when they see it. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, according to Scripture and according to the Christian faith, we are called out as human beings, created in God's image and likeness, to be both imitators and servants of the Most High God, and that we are to be filled with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the gospel lesson that we heard today, we're given one example of what the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ looks like. It looks like forgiveness. Jesus was teaching his disciples after he was transfigured on Mount Tabor, and they were in the city of Capernaum. And in response to a question that was asked by St. Peter, Jesus tells of a parable about a king who, out of compassion, forgave a very large debt that one of his servants owed him. So the gospel says that when the king found out about it, he turned to him and said, "I forgive you. Go and be free." However, in return, the gospel says that this very same servant, after being forgiven by the king, was not willing to forgive the smallest debt that one of his fellow servants had owed to him. So the gospel says that when the king found out about it, he called him a wicked servant. And he said to him, "I forgave you all the debt that you owed me. Should you not have also had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And it says that the king had him thrown into prison until his debt was able to be paid. And then the gospel ends by Jesus giving this warning. He said, "Dear brothers, so also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your whole heart." It's been said that God's grace is receiving the things that we don't deserve. And on that day that we heard about in the gospel, the unforgiving servant truly did receive grace from the king that he didn't deserve. But in return, that servant missed a golden opportunity to become an imitator of that grace to someone else. In this parable, Jesus is saying to us today, don't miss opportunities to be imitators of God. And don't miss opportunities to be instruments of God's grace to other people around us. This is really an important message and really a powerful reminder to all of us, especially in light of the recent events occurring this week here in our country, and also the events that we hear about every day throughout other parts of the world. Because as Christians, as human beings living in this world, we are called throughout Scripture to lead our lives in a way that edifies the people that we come in contact with. We are called to build each other up, not tear each other down. And we're called to encourage one another, not judge one another or hate one another. We should be people who share the good news of our faith, not only through our words, but also through our actions. We should be people who are instruments of God's grace. People who model our behavior after the image of God who created us. People who don't dwell on pessimism and all the things that are wrong with other people, and all the things that are wrong with the world around us, and people who don't spread negativity and discouragement to others, but we should be people who model God's goodness to others, and God's love, and God's compassion, like we heard about in the gospel today, and God's forgiveness, and most importantly, God's grace. And we can do that by doing the things that edify and by doing the things that build other people up. Because according to the gospel lesson today, we are called out as human beings to be instruments of God's grace at all times and in every hour. And we are called out to be imitators of the Most High God. In other words, We are called out to walk in a way worthy of our calling as Christians living in this world. And so I'd like to end this sermon by sharing again one of my favorite prayers regarding this important gospel message, this message to be imitators of God. It's a prayer that's attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, and I've shared it with you before, and I think it's appropriate again to share it with you this morning. St. Francis in this prayer says, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, let me show faith. Where there is despair, let me show hope. Where there is darkness, let me be a ray of light. And where there is sadness, let me be an image of joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, and to be loved as to love." And he concludes by saying, "For it is in giving, sharing, reflecting the image of God to others that we receive back. And it is in pardoning, like the king did in the gospel today, that we receive pardon from our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."